My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine.
Valentine's Day is a coming.
You know, it's one of those days that I think throughout the year, if you said to a woman, how many days till Valentine's Day, most women will go, well, 117. They just know.
So that's more important than Christmas for us?
Yeah. And guys, like the day of Valentine's Day, they go, well, nobody told me it was, I didn't know it was coming.
See, that's what I hate about guys, because they do do that.
Yeah. It's a shock. It's going to be February 14th this year, guys.
Do they change the date every year?
No.
What's the deal?
It's not like Easter. It's not like Thanksgiving. It's going to be February 14th this year, next year, and every year. No matter how guilty you feel, it's always going to be February 15th. Guess what? Help is on the way. Michael Scaff is here to help you guys out. He's FTD's floral design expert. He can help no matter what you don't know about flowers. Michael is here to help you out. Michael, we appreciate you being here.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be here.
I'm not making that up, right? Guys are startled by the fact that it's Valentine's Day. We don't know what to do. We know that women like flowers, but that's all we know.
You know, guys need a lot of help.
Yeah.
And FTD's here to kind of give you those solutions. Help guys out.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to tell you, Michael brought a beautiful arrangement in here.
Stunning.
Something people don't know about me, I'm a bit of a crafty beaver.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing crafts around the house.
Mm-hmm. And you built a dam.
No, I just say dam.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't remember which one.
And I love putting flowers. I use dried flowers or fake flowers usually because I want them to stay pretty.
Yeah.
And I like to arrange them, but 2 hours later, I am still arranging because you want it to look natural. There's an art to putting flowers together,
yeah,
right?
There's an absolute art to putting the right flowers together, making sure that, you know, the bouquet looks perfect when it's delivered, because it's really an expression of your emotions. So when you give a gift, you really want to make sure it's perfect when it arrives.
You know what this lovely bouquet from FTD says to me right now?
What does that say, Wendy?
It says, spring is coming, and I love you as much as spring.
Oh.
That's what it says to me, with the
yep.
beautiful colors.
Yep.
It's a great color palette, because what we have here is lots of radiant orchid colors, which is Pantone's color of the year. A lot of lavenders, purples, mixed with red. So it's a great combination.
Who is Pantone, and why do they get to pick what color of the year is?
Pantone establishes, the color marketing group actually establishes colors.
Yeah.
But Pantone is a big color expert in the industry, and they establish paint colors. And again, it's what consumers are looking for and what we see happening economically, socially,
mm-hmm.
and that's how colors are actually established. And we get together, I'm part of the color marketing group, we get together and kind of look at different industries and determine what colors are popular and what colors are going to be forecasted 2 years out.
But it can't be a surprise with Valentine's Day. Your colors are all going to be in the palette of red, pink, violet. That's never going to change,
is it? Men, if they don't send red roses,
mm-hmm.
something's wrong, because
yeah.
that is the ultimate expression of love, is red roses. And that's our biggest category.
Do you remember in high school, and maybe you didn't have this, but we had a carnation day or flower day where you could send someone a flower
sure.
for a dollar. And red means I love you. Pink means I think, you know, I have a crush on you. Yellow is you're my friend.
Yeah. yeah.
White is, you know, I don't know what
innocence
to think about
and purity.
You.
Oh,
I Wendy never
didn't
got
get
white.
Those.
Yeah,
no,
ever.
I got a rock. That might be a Charlie Brown special. I can't remember. But like my wife, help me out with this, because roses aren't even in her top three favorite flowers. She's okay with roses, but they don't thrill her.
And that's okay. I mean, there's lots of flowers being imported from all around the world these days. So understanding what your wife's favorite flowers are is a way of you expressing that you've heard her, you've listened to her, you know her. So if it's tulips, send
yeah.
her tulips. If
that's
it's orchids,
my favorite.
Send
I
her
love
orchids.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, I like them all, because the scent of a rose.
It's yes.
I mean, really, I can't.
It stops in your tracks, doesn't it?
And I'm, you know, I'm a little tomboyish, but I'm a girly girl when it comes to flowers. I just love smelling them.
Yep.
But for those guys who really don't know, you can't go wrong with roses. You can't go wrong with red roses or mixed roses.
How are they making roses in? We've talked about the traditional colors, reds, pinks, violet types. But I've seen roses in all different colors. How are they doing that? Is that food coloring?
No, actually, roses are new varieties are put into the fields every year and tested. They're tested for longevity. They're tested for petal count. They're tested for color and consumer tested. And every year, new introductions, new varieties are introduced into the market. And it takes a while for those new introductions to catch on to consumers.
Yeah.
So, you know, for planting and growth and enough of production. But, you know, new introductions are happen every year.
All right. So as I said, I like to arrange flowers, but I can't walk away for hours. I mean, I'm very anal about it. How do you put together a beautiful arrangement and not follow it around the room and go, wait, let me move that one?
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. But, you know, whatever's pleasing to your eye, I love texture in arrangements. I love a big assortment of flowers and adding that texture and color and pattern. But, you know, whatever's pleasing to your eye, some people like very monobotanical flowers, so it's just one flower, simple, modern, graphic looking.
But that's kind of, I mean, that's kind of boring, isn't it?
Depends where you put it.
Yeah.
I think you just need to know your loved one.
I guess so. Are you responsible for the bouquet we're looking at right now?
I am.
First of all, question one, how long did this take? And for people who can't see it, we'll put a picture of it up on our Facebook page. Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. It'll be on our Facebook page. How long did this take to arrange?
You have to realize I've been in the industry for 30 years, so it took me about 10 minutes.
This took 10 minutes because it looks like you spent all, that would have been a day for me to make this look this beautiful. And then what are you doing when you make an arrangement like this? What is your goal? You want variety, you want the colors to balance nice, you want a little bit of all that, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I was making the arrangement last night, I kind of thought of Wendy and thought, you know, what colors would be important for Valentine's Day? Obviously the purples, the radiant orchids, and the reds.
I love purple, by the way, one of my favorite colors.
And then picking a container that goes and coordinates with it, so silver or gray would be perfect with those colors.
Yeah, it looks nice. What would something like this run?
Well, that one's pretty expensive.
Is it? Money is no object.
You know, at FTD, we have all different price ranges starting like at $29. So, you know, whatever fits your budget is what I would say.
I would just say this. It just depends on how much you love the person. Because that puts all the pressure on them.
Because I've seen little tiny, like round vases with just a few flowers that look just beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make flowers last longer? That is something every woman listening wants to know.
That's a good question. Because when you send a gift of flowers, you want them to last as long as possible. So making sure that you add water daily, making sure that you cut the stems so that they're at an angle, fully hydrated.
Wow.
Look at you.
Someone did their homework.
To put them in room temperature water, not cold water, not hot water. Just making sure the bacteria stays down. And, you know, all those things that people say, add aspirin and sugar.
And sometimes the packet comes with it. Is that helpful?
Just use the floral preservative that comes with it. Don't add anything else to the
vodka?
Water.
Will
vodka? No, vodka's bad.
I mean, you hear bleach, you hear all different types of things. It's better to change the water.
Why
often.
Aspirin, Michael? You said just some people will sprinkle aspirin in their flowers.
So they don't have a heart attack.
You know, there's a lot of wise tales out there that say aspirin or sugar. All of those things are really kind of unproven. In the industry. So it's better just to keep the water clean, free of bacteria, and just change it often and keep cutting the stems.
You'd think ED medication that would keep them up, wouldn't you? You would think. Just a little sprinkling of that on there. I like the way that the silver is used to kind of underscore the reds and the pinks.
Yep.
You use like I guess it's like a silvery bucket underneath. Is that what you would call that?
Yeah.
I'm not that technical, Wendy.
Well,
ask for the silvery bucket by name. Tell them Bill sent you.
All right. So we are talking flowers. FTD floral design expert Michael Scaff in the studio. Now, what about our listeners who are listening online? Are there different trends for different areas?
Yeah, I mean, there are, generally speaking, when we talk about Valentine's Day, red roses obviously is the biggest category, followed by mixed colored roses. Mm-hmm. And then lilies seem to be extremely popular kind of in the Midwest. And then tulips kind of hit the Northeast. And part of that is, you know, the importation of flowers and where they're coming from. So tulips right now are actually coming from Holland. So they're coming in through the East Coast. But flowers are, all those flowers, seasonal flowers are around anywhere within the country through all our FTD florists.
It must be tough, though, especially in during crunch time like Valentine's Day, to make that kind of a huge import from someplace as far away as Holland. That, I mean, I know that prices tend to rise a little bit during key holidays, but that's why you're importing direct from Holland.
Yeah, I mean, flowers come in from Holland. Roses come from South America or Ecuador, Colombia. And, you know, it's pre-planning, right?
Yeah.
It's pre-planning and making sure that, you know, we have enough flowers for the market.
Absolutely.
Valentine's Day, your biggest day, or Mother's Day?
Valentine's Day is the biggest single holiday. Mother's Day is the biggest holiday for us overall because it's a longer period of time that we can sell.
Perfect. They're honestly, I keep looking over at them, and I've said this before. I don't always appreciate them, but when they're done like this, when you do an arrangement like this, Michael, you can't help but notice it. I mean, you nailed it. That looks beautiful. Stunning.
Thanks.
All right, what's the website? If people want to know more about where they can get FTD flowers, where do they want to go?
www.ftd.com.
Perfect.
And the founder of FTD, what was his name?
Is John Valentine.
Is that really true?
It's
How
true.
How perfect is that?
1910, yeah. We've been around for over 100 years.
That's I thought that chocolate amazing. Bar guy being called Nestle was a coincidence, but there's something to this, Michael. I'm going to get my team on this.
Great idea. Guys, don't forget. I mean, really, it's Feb 14 every year.
Mm-hmm.
My husband kind of gets off the hook a little bit because my birthday is tomorrow, so February 12th, February 14th, but he still manages to come through all the time. Even though I say, no pressure, but...
There's pressure.
Yeah,
there's
he
pressure.
Always does it. So.
Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Scaff from FTD. Visit them online and get yourself some beautiful flowers. We'll
Thank
be back
so
after
much.
This.
Thank you.
It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.